This is WKSU News. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Confused about recycling? You're not alone. Changes in international markets, along with skyrocketing processing costs, have thrown the industry into a tailspin. In this first installment of our series, Reduce, Reuse, Refocus, we try to sort through the confusion about recycling. We're at Waste Management's Green Star Material Recovery Facility, or MRF, nestled next to the Blimp Hangar in South Akron. This is where recycling haulers from all over the region dump material for recycling. Thick gray grime coats the walkways. Filthy plastic bags hang like curtains from underneath the sorting machinery.
Okay, we're gonna go up the backside here, Jeff.
Betty Trimper, regional manager for Waste Management, is our guide.
This is the first line of defense, right here.
A trio of workers grab trash from a conveyor belt and throw it in bins. Judging by the amount of pure garbage flowing past us, it's plain that people are genuinely confused about what can and cannot be recycled.
Yeah, it's all film and bags and trash and baskets, wire hangers, there's some clothes.
None of it is recyclable, yet people put it in the recycling bin, where Trimper says it gums up the works.
Things like plastic bags, Christmas lights, all those wrappables that people are unfortunately putting in the bin create an operational challenge that now the equipment cannot segregate the material, as well as we have to go in and clean those screens.
Around a quarter of the stuff that comes in the facility is non-recyclable, what they call contamination. And according to Waste Management's Vince Crawford, contamination is killing the industry.
If we have all this contamination in our recycling stream, it makes it much harder for our plant manager to make a good product.
That product, huge bales of plastic, paper, and aluminum are stacked at the end of the sorting line inside the plant. Crawford says contamination became a significant problem 2 years ago when China abruptly stopped taking our trashed mixed recycling.
The recycling industry got turned upside down on its head in a very short time frame.
And the industry is still recovering. Crawford says prices paid for recycled materials are at record lows, just as they become more expensive to produce. Much of the blame lies with the switch to one-bin recycling, or single stream, which made it easier for consumers who no longer had to separate paper, cans, and glass, but who also started mixing in more trash. Confusion over what should and shouldn't go in the bin is easy to understand, though, even for conscientious recyclers. Marcy Kress is head of Summit Reworks, the organization whose job is to educate the public about recycling. She says the list of accepted items is simple.
Paper, cardboard, metal food and beverage cans, cartons, and plastic bottles and jugs are the items that we're promoting.
What isn't simple is what's not on her list, namely glass.
Our agency currently educates the items that we have because they're the common denominator for all of Summit County.
So if I live in Summit County, I should not put glass in my recycling.
The conversation is a little bit more complex than that.
It's complex because each of the 31 municipalities in Summit County has a separate contract with recyclers, and according to Kress, none includes glass. For the public, this just adds to the confusion.
There's a lot of disjointed messages out there.
That's Bill Steiner, head of recycling in neighboring Portage County, where glass is recycled for now.
We actually considered at one time eliminating glass from our stream.
Instead, residents pay extra to recycle bottles and jars.
Now we're writing checks for $24,000, $25,000 a month to have the recyclables processed. Glass is a portion of that.
Brent Bell, vice president for recycling at Waste Management, says consumer recycling has gone from a money maker to something you pay for.
And now we have to view it just like you would with normal, your waste, your water, your sewer bills.
He says the only way for the industry to survive is for people to put in the bin only the short list of things that are always recyclable.
I think there's a lot of room in just taking the basics and getting those right.
Recycling had provided a way to feel good about single-use plastics and non-returnable glass, stuff now often headed for the landfill. Recycling really shouldn't be that hard. But in the absence of a unified set of policies, confusion remains a part of our efforts to be responsible consumers. I'm Jeff St. Clair, 89.7 WKSU.